Residents of 10 northern Kenyan counties heavily depend on their livestock for food and income. Over the years, alternating periods of drought and floods have killed animals, pastures and crops, leaving millions in need of humanitarian assistance. USAID recently set aside $38 million in loans and investments to build up resilience among small businesses in these arid and semi-arid regions. The $6 million of investment announced last week is part of the larger program. Abubakar Aideruz is the head of Solargen, an organization that provides sources of power and irrigation tools to farmers in Garissa and Wajir counties. Solargen received $500,000 from USAID last year. Aideruz says the investment has helped his business reach more places and people.
Because we come from this area and we understand that the services are needed and they are excluded from the financial systems and the grid as well. It gave us the opportunity to turn less customers away.
Veni Mayaka works with a non-governmental organization that implements the USAID KUZA program in northern Kenya. KUZA is a Swahili word for nature. Mayaka says USAID is coming to address the community's most urgent needs in managing the impact of climate change in their homes.
So USAID KUZA is coming in to bridge the gap in terms of providing access to financial services, but also providing incentives in form of catalytic financing. And this financing goes into address the missing links in terms of provision of water, provision of technical assistance to some of the clients, providing the access to finance, but also providing some of the services to the communities.
Aideruz says the financial support his company received enabled it to support its customers and give them more time to repay their loans.
But within 18 months, they're able to take full advantage of the resource that they have, which is the farm, and be able to pay us back and continue with the system. So that really increases their ability to produce. For an SME that once, say, is operating a hotel that has fridges and few other equipment that need to be powered, then having constant, reliable, affordable power definitely increases their income.
USAID works to strengthen the capabilities of SMEs or small and medium enterprises. Mayaka says USAID wants to finance people and businesses attempting to overcome climate change issues.
We want to see a scale up of the number of SMEs reached in terms of climate finance in investments, best practices in environmental conservation, and also innovations towards addressing aspects of climate change. So we'd want to see more micro and small enterprises reached through the financial institutions. And we also wish to see more products developed that are agile to address some of the challenges.
USAID said it is developing a digital tool that allows data entry and captures data points about reducing carbon emissions, energy access, and financial inclusion in its clients' funds. The agency says the tool will ensure that the investments align with its climate change objectives. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.